Pedro's going to translate, and so the Spanish church will be able to hear what's going on. So this may be new for you. If you've ever been on a mission trip or in a foreign field where the gospel was being preached, this is often what happens. Somebody brings the message in one language and somebody translates it in another. And I will tell you, Pedro was one of the best I've ever seen. He's just amazing, his abilities. Now, I'm going to check with some that know Spanish and English later and see if he said the same thing, right? I've always wondered about that, if somebody just brings out something new. All right, we are in the life of Christ. It's a long study. This is the 17th message. As I've said before, when we do a series of messages, I generally try to keep them around 7 or 8 because sometimes it's time to move on to something else. But I really think that this, what we're covering, is so important for us. The life of Christ, about who Jesus is.
Estamos en la vida de Cristo tratando de ver quién es Jesucristo. Este es el mensaje número 17. Como he dicho antes, tratamos de hacer estos mensajes como de 7 a 8 sermones, pero vamos a ver quién es Cristo.
That was a lot, wasn't it? Yeah, I forgot he was even back there. So I'm going to have to tighten it up a little bit here, okay? His microphone is breaking up. Thank you, Shelley. Appreciate that. We have been taking a closer look at what Jesus said and what Jesus did. And for the last couple of weeks, we have been on the Sermon on the Mount, which you find between Matthew chapter 5 and Matthew chapter 7. The Sermon on the Mount has been considered by some to be a constitution for the Christian life.
El Sermón del Monte ha sido considerado una constitución de la vida cristiana.
Yeah, we think of the United States Constitution that was drafted many years ago to set the course and direction for our country.
Pensamos en la constitución estadounidense que fue puesta hace años para trazar el
An important document that has guaranteed freedoms and justice to many, many people for a lot of years.
Es un importante documento que ha provisto justicia y libertad para muchas personas por muchos años.
And so some have called the Sermon on the Mount a constitution for the Christian life.
Algunos le llaman al Sermón del Monte la constitución de la vida cristiana.
Setting direction,
pone dirección,
motivation,
motivación,
action and attitude,
acción y actitud,
for those who would follow Jesus.
Para aquellos que siguen a Jesús.
You could call it a blueprint.
Se le puede decir un plan.
And so it's very important.
Es muy importante, entonces.
The last message we took a look at, Jesus addressed the everyday issues of social life.
El último mensaje que vimos, Cristo trataba asuntos de la vida social.
How the Christian is to deal with personal insult, offense, inconvenience and bother. And so Jesus said, turn the other cheek.
Cristo dijo, da la otra mejilla.
And he said, go a second mile.
Da una milla extra.
And so we took a good look at that.
Y examinamos eso bien.
In Matthew chapter 6, where we're going to be today,
en Mateo 6, en el cual vamos a ver hoy,
Jesus turns his attention to religious practice.
Cristo mira las prácticas religiosas.
The outworking of our worship of God.
La manera en que nosotros adoramos a Dios.
And he speaks about three specific areas.
Y habla de tres áreas en específico.
Giving,
dar,
praying,
orar,
and fasting.
Y ayuno.
We're going to talk about those today.
Vamos a hablar de esos hoy.
What Jesus does in these verses is make sure that these believers' hearts are in the right place.
Lo que Cristo hace es asegurarse que los corazones de estos creyentes estén en el lugar correcto.
As they live out their worship of God.
A medida que adoran a Dios.
So let's take our Bibles. We're in Matthew chapter 6.
Mateo 6.
I'm going to read verses 1 through 4.
Versículos 1 al 4.
Watch out. Do not do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others. For you will lose your reward from your Father in heaven.
Guardaos de hacer vuestra justicia delante de los hombres para ser vistos de ellos, de otra manera no tendréis recompensa de vuestro Padre que está en los cielos.
When you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity. I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get.
Cuando pues des limosna, no hagas tocar trompeta delante de ti, como hacen los hipócritas en las sinagogas y en las calles, para ser alabados por los hombres. De cierto, os digo que ya tienen su recompensa.
But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Mas cuando tú des limosna, no sepa tu izquierda lo que hace tu derecha.
Give your gifts in private, and your Father who sees everything will reward you.
Para que sea tu limosna en secreto, y tu Padre que ve en secreto te recompensará en público.
So Jesus said, don't do what the hypocrites do.
Cristo dice, no hagas lo que hacen los hipócritas.
They are simply calling attention to their acts of charity.
Simplemente llamaban atención a sus actos de caridad.
You can see in verse 1,
versículo 1,
doing good deeds publicly to be admired by others.
Hacer obras públicas para ser admirado de otros.
Now, we hear the word hypocrite a lot.
Escuchamos la palabra hipócrita mucho.
And I took a look to see what hypocrite meant, where it came from, this word.
Y examiné de dónde venía esa palabra hipócrita.
In this chapter, Jesus spoke about it on three different occasions, verse 2, verse 5, and verse 16.
En este capítulo, Cristo habla en el capítulo 2, 5 y 16 acerca de esto.
The word's origin goes back to the acting profession. An actor was called a hypocrite.
El origen remonta a la profesión de actuar. Había un actor que le decían hipócrita.
And during the Roman authority, the Roman time, it took on a negative connotation.
Durante el tiempo de los romanos empezó a tener una connotación negativa.
In those times, an actor would wear a mask.
En ese tiempo, el actor se ponía una máscara.
And so the mask would represent either a smile,
y la máscara tenía una sonrisa,
or a frown,
o una sonrisa como de tristeza.
But it wouldn't necessarily reveal what was underneath the mask.
Pero no revelaba lo que estaba detrás de la máscara.
And so the word hypocrite basically means to wear a mask.
La palabra hipócrita básicamente significa ponerse una máscara.
To act the part.
Actuar la parte.
With the intent of creating an impression that maybe isn't so.
Con la intención de presentar una impresión que no está ahí.
Okay, so let's talk about this.
Hablemos de eso.
God sees the real meaning of our lives, our words, and our actions.
Dios mira el verdadero significado de nuestras vidas y acciones.
It is a waste of time to act the part before God.
Es un desperdicio de tiempo tratar de actuar ante Dios.
I want to look at two verses this morning, one from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament.
Dos versículos esta mañana, uno del Antiguo Testamento y otro del Nuevo.
1 Samuel 16 and verse 7.
Primera de Samuel 16:7.
Here's what we read in this verse, 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7.
Primera Samuel 16:7.
Okay. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the what? The heart."
Y Jehová respondió a Samuel, no mires a su parecer ni a lo grande de su estatura, porque yo lo desecho. Porque Jehová no mira lo que mira el hombre, pues el hombre mira lo que está delante de sus ojos, pero Jehová mira qué?
And this was in reference to Samuel looking for King David. Okay.
En referencia a Samuel viendo al rey David.
Thank you, Eddie. All right. So Samuel was looking for Israel's next king, and Jesse, David's father, brought out all of his older brothers, warriors, big, rugged. And Samuel said, "That's not the one I'm looking for." And he said, "You got any others?" And they said, "Yeah, there is one. He's out watching the animals." And he said, "Bring him on."
And estaba buscando el próximo rey, y entonces Isaí trajo a todos sus hijos, estaban todos los hermanos, habían guerreros, gente grande, gente bien tosca, pero Samuel decía, no, no son esos, tienes otro, pero había uno que estaba cuidando allá afuera.
And so it says God, he looks beyond just the outward appearance and knows what's going on in the heart. Let's go to another passage in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 13.
Dios mira más allá de la apariencia en el adentro. Vamos a ver otro versículo, Hebreos 4:13.
Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable.
Y no hay cosa creada que no sea manifiesta en su presencia. Antes bien, todas las cosas están desnudas y abiertas a los ojos de aquel a quien tenemos que dar cuenta.
So there's the outward and then the inward. And we've been speaking about Jesus taking a look at what's going on internally.
Está lo de afuera y lo de adentro. Y hemos estado hablando de Cristo, cómo mira las cosas internamente.
We see the outside,
vemos lo de fuera,
but God sees both.
Pero Dios mira ambos.
And it is the motive that gives the action its meaning and value.
Y es el motivo que da la acción, el significado y valor.
If the motive is right, it is beautiful in the sight of God.
Si el motivo está correcto y está lindo ante los ojos de Dios.
But if the motive is wrong,
pero si el motivo está malo,
even if the act is impressive,
aunque el acto sea impresionante,
even heroic,
aunque sea heroico,
it is spiritually worthless.
No vale nada,
and has no reward with God.
No tiene recompensa de parte de Dios.
So what was going on? What was Jesus addressing?
¿Qué estaba pasando? ¿Qué es lo que estaba tratando Jesús?
Jesus was pointing to some religious leaders in the nation.
Jesús estaba señalando algunos religiosos líderes en su nación.
And he recognized that they were giving.
Y reconoció que daban.
He recognized they were praying.
Reconoció que oraban.
And he recognized they were fasting.
Reconoció que
but evidently not to honor God,
pero evidente no era para honrar a Dios,
or to help meet needs,
o para ayudar,
out of a concern or response to God's love.
Para ayudar las necesidades por el interés del amor de Dios.
I'm not making this easy on you, am I? What was going on here? An attempt to gain a reputation for doing something good.
¿Qué estaba pasando aquí para tratar de conseguir una
reputación? To be seen by other people.
Ser visto por otras personas.
For appearances only.
Por apariencia nada más.
And the end result is this.
Y el resultado final es este.
Instead of bringing glory to God,
en vez de glorificar a Dios,
it's intended to bring glory to self.
Trata de darse gloria a sí mismo.
And in this passage, Matthew chapter 6, verse 2, let's see what Jesus said about that. Matthew chapter 6, verse 2, he says this: when you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity. I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get.
Cristo dice, cuando cuestes limosna, no hagas tocar trompeta delante de ti como hacen los hipócritas en las sinagogas y en las calles para ser alabado por los hombres. De cierto os digo que ya tienen recompensa.
So they got the reward, the pat on the back.
Tenían su recompensa, que era una palmadita en la espalda.
But that attention is short-lived, isn't it?
Pero esa atención vivía corto, ¿verdad?
So Jesus says, when you give,
Cristo dice, cuando des,
keep it on the down low.
Manténlo bajito.
He says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing.
Dice, no dejes que tu derecha sepa lo que hace la izquierda.
That's a figure of speech.
Es un idioma.
That's saying, keep it on the down low.
Significa manténlo así, escondidito.
He goes on to say, give your gifts in private.
También dice, da tus regalos en secreto.
Because there is an audience.
Porque hay una audiencia.
It's an audience of one.
Una audiencia de uno.
And that's God.
Y ese es Dios.
Says there in verse 4,
dice también el 4,
your Father who sees everything will reward you.
Tu padre que lo ve todo, te recompensará.
Do you know, I can't speak for you, but I'm going to just say this is pretty typical of human nature. I'm going to speak for myself.
¿Sabe que voy a hablar de experiencia propia, que es típico de la naturaleza humana?
It is easier to do what is good and right,
es fácil hacer lo que es bueno y correcto,
when we gain recognition and praise for it.
Anybody
say, Bruce, I understand what you're saying right there.
Because
that's an immediate payoff. And so today in this message, we realize we should check our motivation. Am I doing what is good only to be admired by others? Or to call attention to my acts of charity? Here's a good question to ask ourselves. Would I still do this if no one would ever know about it? It's a good question to ask. I want to tell you, church, many here through the years have given like that,
por los años han dado así,
who will put something in somebody else's hand,
ponen algo en la mano de alguien,
and nobody ever know about it,
y nadie se da cuenta,
or will slip it to me,
o me lo dan así, escondidito,
and they'll say, give this to so-and-so,
y dicen, dáselo a fulano de tal,
and they threaten me with an inch of my life,
y me
and they say, you better not say a word who it came from. So let me ask you a question here today. Is it wrong to ever give openly?
¿Está malo dar abiertamente?
I don't think that's what Jesus was getting at.
No creo que es lo que decía Jesús.
The point seems to be the motive and the manner
el motivo y la manera
in which it's done.
En la que es hecho.
The early church,
la iglesia primitiva,
brought gifts,
traía regalos,
and that was public.
Y era público.
And throughout the scriptures, you read of those doing for others. Don't miss the point. So that's when we give. Let's take a look at when we pray. I'm going to read verses 5 and 6. Jesus says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get.
Cuando ores, no seas como los hipócritas, porque ellos aman el orar en pie en las sinagogas y en las esquinas de la calle para ser vistos. De cierto les digo que ya tienen su recompensa.
But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you.
Mas tú cuando ores, entra en tu aposento y cerrará la puerta. Ora a tu Padre que está en secreto, y tu Padre que ve en lo secreto te recompensará.
So he says, when you pray,
cuando ores, dice él,
the motivation should be to talk to God.
La motivación sería hablar con Dios.
That's what it's all about.
De eso se trata.
And what Jesus was pointing to,
lo que Jesús señalaba,
is that these Pharisees were praying publicly on street corners and synagogues.
Que los fariseos oraban en las esquinas en público.
Nothing wrong with that, but here's the point. Look at verse 5. It says, where everyone can see them.
Donde todos los miraban.
Again, it was the motivation.
De nuevo, la motivación.
Is the scripture pointing to say we should never lift our voices to God in public?
La escritura acaso dice que no debemos levantar nuestra voz a Dios en público?
When I call upon somebody here to pray, does that mean that we're somehow doing something wrong?
Cuando le pido a alguien aquí que ore, estamos haciendo algo malo?
I don't think so.
No.
We're not going to turn to it, but if you want to look at it, Matthew 14, verses 18 and 19.
No, vamos a verlo, pero
I'm not going to read it.
14,
Jesus, when he broke the bread and the fish and distributed to those many thousands of people, you can read it says, he lifted his eyes to heaven and blessed it and gave thanks for it.
Cuando Cristo partió el pan y se lo dio a miles de personas, dice la Biblia que él levantó los ojos al cielo y le dio gracias a Dios.
Again, Jesus was drawing attention to the motives behind the action.
Dios, Cristo estaba dirigiendo la atención a los motivos detrás de la acción.
An audience of one.
A una audiencia de uno.
God.
Dios.
Now, I remembered a story from many years ago, and it was on my mind, and I had to look it up to get the facts right.
Recuerdo una historia de hace muchos años y quería buscarlo para tener los datos correctos.
Many years ago,
hace muchos años,
President Lyndon Johnson,
Presidente Lyndon Johnson,
invited one of his aides, Bill Moyers,
invitó a uno de sus asistentes, Bill Moyers,
to a family dinner at the White House.
A una cena familiar en la Casa Blanca.
Since Moyers was an ordained minister,
debido a que Moyers era un ministro ordenado,
the president called on him to say grace before the meal.
El presidente le pidió que dijera una oración antes de la comida.
Moyers began his prayer,
Moyers empezó a orar,
quietly asking the Lord's blessing.
En silencio, pidiendo la bendición del Señor.
President Johnson was on the other end of the table.
El presidente Johnson estaba al otro lado de la mesa.
And he bellowed,
y gritó,
"Speak up, Bill, I can't hear you."
Habla, Bill, en alto.
To which Moyers replied,
al que Moyers le respondió,
I wasn't speaking to you, Mr. President.
No estaba hablando contigo, señor presidente.
So friends, we realize that prayer is our communication with God.
Nos damos cuenta, amigos, que la oración es comunicación con Dios.
And not for public consumption.
Y no para el consumo público.
So Jesus said, when you pray,
Cristo dice, cuando ores,
get alone.
Vete solo.
Shut the door behind you.
Cierra tu puerta.
And talk to your father in private.
Y habla con tu padre en privado.
When you and I do that,
cuando tú y yo hacemos eso,
we won't be as concerned,
no vamos a estar preocupados,
about approval or applause.
De aprobación o aplausos.
An audience of one.
Una audiencia de uno.
And it is observed by God and rewarded by God.
Observado por Dios, recompensado por Dios.
Now, if you've got your Bibles opened,
su Biblia abierta,
you'll see that Jesus speaks some more about praying.
Mire que Dios, Cristo habla más acerca de la oración.
We're going to talk about that another week.
Vamos a hablar de eso en otra semana.
We'll save that.
Lo vamos a guardar.
But Jesus had taught his disciples the spirit of prayer.
Pero Cristo le había enseñado a los discípulos el espíritu de la oración.
It's not a religious performance.
No es un acto religioso, una función religiosa.
It's not a formula of mindless repetition.
No es una fórmula de repeticiones sin sentido.
Trying to get God to hear you.
Tratando de que Dios te escuche.
Because he knows what we need already.
Porque él ya sabe lo que necesita.
In the verses following, verses 9 through 15,
en los versículos que siguen, los 9 al 15,
Jesus will teach his disciples how to pray.
Cristo le enseña a los discípulos cómo orar.
And what to pray about.
Y de qué orar.
And what to pray for.
Y para qué orar.
It's called the Lord's Prayer.
Se llama la oración del Señor.
Many of you could quote that prayer today.
Muchos la pueden citar esa oración hoy.
It is in fact an outline helping us to know what to pray for.
Es un esquema bosquejo que nos ayuda a qué orar.
And we'll save that for another week.
Vamos a dejar eso para
Let's go now to verses 16 through 18.
Versículos 16 al 18.
So Jesus said, when you give,
Cristo dice, cuando des,
don't make a show of it.
No hagas un show.
When you pray,
cuando ores,
don't make a performance of it.
No hagas una función.
And then when you fast,
y cuando ayunes,
don't do it as a display of spirituality.
No lo hagas como una muestra.
The people of God had long practiced fasting,
el pueblo de Dios por mucho tiempo había practicado el ayuno,
along with giving
también con el dar,
and prayer.
Oración.
It was all considered a part of worship.
Todo era considerado parte de la adoración.
There was only one fast day commanded by God in the Old Testament.
Solo había un día de ayuno ordenado por Dios en el Antiguo Testamento.
That was to be on what was called the Day of Atonement.
Eso era el día de expiación.
You could find that in Leviticus chapter 23,
lo encuentra en Levítico 23,
verses 26 through 32.
Versículos 26 al 32.
And what that was a recognition of personal sin against God.
Lo que era una reconocimiento personal de pecado ante Dios.
A recognition of God's provision of forgiveness for that sin.
Reconocimiento de la provisión de perdón de Dios por ese pecado.
And so it was called for a day to deny oneself.
Y era un día para negarse a sí mismo.
It's regarded as fasting.
Y del ayuno.
Part of it was doing without food.
Parte tenía que ver ir sin comer.
And I read that part of it was doing without other certain comforts.
Y también había una parte en que se negaban comodidades.
In the dry climate of biblical times,
en el clima seco de los tiempos bíblicos,
oiling the skin,
el aceite en la piel,
was considered something good to do.
Era algo considerado bueno.
And there were some other things that the people of God would recognize their sin, recognize God's forgiveness for sin, and deny themselves their normal comforts.
El pueblo de Dios reconocía su pecado y entonces se negaban sus comodidades ante Dios.
In modern day Judaism,
en el judaísmo moderno,
they recognize 7 fast days a year.
Reconocen 7 ayunos en el año.
And in Jesus' time,
y en el tiempo de Cristo,
the Pharisees were reported to have fasted twice a week.
Los fariseos se les pedía que ayunaran 2 veces a la semana.
Every Monday and every Thursday.
Lunes y jueves.
And evidently, from what we read,
y de lo que leemos,
they made sure that people were aware of what they were doing.
Y se aseguraban de que la gente supiera de lo que estaban haciendo.
Let's look at Matthew 6 and verse 16.
Miremos Mateo 6, 16.
Jesus said, when you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled, so people would admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get.
Cuando ayunes, no seas austero como los hipócritas, porque ellos demudan sus rostros para mostrar a los hombres que ayunan. De cierto, tienen su recompensa.
So they made it obvious.
Lo hacían obvio.
They tried to look miserable.
Trataban de verse miserables.
And unkempt.
Y sin mantenerse.
And what was the purpose for that?
¿Cuál era el propósito?
So that people would admire them for their spirituality. Long faces, uncombed hair, on the lookout for pity and praise. Here's something to think about. If a person has got to look miserable to be considered spiritual, something is probably wrong with that kind of spirituality. And so we fast. The people of God fasted. We're not going to turn there today. But in Zechariah chapter 7, we're not going to read. I'm going to encourage you to take a look at it. The people of God asked their religious leaders, should we keep on fasting? They had a fast day that recognized the destruction of Jerusalem. They'd been doing it for a long time, even when they were in captivity. But when they came back and Jerusalem was being rebuilt, they said, do we have to keep on fasting? And God's word was, were you doing it for me? Or was it just for yourself? And I like the message that comes after. You can find it in verses 8 and 9. I'm not going to read them for you today. But the word of God said, try something else. Try justice. Try treating your neighbor like you ought to treat him. Try defending the vulnerable. He said, these are the things you ought to be thinking about. And so, again, Jesus points to this, living for an audience of one. And he says, don't do as the hypocrites do. Don't be like that. Don't make it obvious what you do as the hypocrites do. As we said, hypocrisy is acting the part before men. And it may or not be the case behind the mask. I want to talk just a few minutes before we close today about hypocrisy, what it does in our lives. Particularly religious hypocrisy. Hypocrisy robs us of reality in Christian living. Because what it causes us to do is to substitute reputation for real character. To put emphasis on what people think I am instead of what God knows I am. And so hypocrisy robs us of reality in our Christian life. When we settle for just saying words instead of really praying. When we are intent on trying to impress men rather than trying to please God. Hypocrisy also robs us of a real reward. Instead of God's approval, we become satisfied with the praise of men. I want to remind you something. There's not a whole lot of difference between champ and chump. Just a matter of letters. Even Frank Sinatra understood it. Riding high in April, shot down in May. Friends, when we make the approval of men more important than the approval of God, we rob ourselves of real reward. And then this thought as well. Hypocrisy robs us of spiritual influence.
influencia espiritual.
Would you agree with me that it is a real turnoff?
¿No estaría usted de acuerdo que la hipocresía es algo feo?
That was the case with the Pharisees.
Ese era el caso con los fariseos.
The very thing that was going on there.
Lo que sucedía ahí mismo.
So what do we do?
¿Qué hacemos?
First of all, seek to be honest with God in our internal lives.
Tratemos de ser honesto con nuestra vida interna ante Dios.
And when we pray,
cuando oremos,
mean what we pray. To mean what we pray.
De orar con verdadero significado.
Not just empty words.
No solamente palabrerías vacías.
And work at making the motive for our actions.
Y cuál sea el motivo de nuestras acciones.
To please God.
Para complacer a Dios.
An audience of one. I want you to hear this. Someone has said the most important part of a Christian's life is the part that only God sees. So friends, here's the message for all of us. I'm going to tell you, I don't know how you'll translate this. I was working on this message, and the Spirit of God was pointing to my own hypocrisy. How many times I've done the right thing for the wrong reasons. I'm glad God forgives us, aren't you? So here's the message. Don't spend your life trying to impress people.
Este es el mensaje. No pases tu vida tratando de impresionar a la gente.
Most people aren't paying attention to you anyway. They got their own stuff going on. But live unto the Lord.
Pero vive para el Señor.
Seek to please Him.
Trata de complacerle.
And here's what the Bible says.
Y esto es lo que la Biblia dice.
He sees all.
Mira todo.
He knows all,
lo sabe todo,
and He rewards those who do.
Y recompensa aquellos.
Amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. And we do this imperfectly, don't we? For sure.
Esto lo hacemos imperfectamente. De seguro que sí.
Sometimes I'll talk to people about coming to church, and they'll say, I don't want to go down there with all those hypocrites. And they're expecting me to put up a defense. I know what we're all about.
Yo sé de qué es.
And I say, you're absolutely right.
Yo les digo, tienes toda la razón.
But God's still working on us.
Pero Dios todavía trabaja con nosotros.
This is a reminder for you and I to consider our motives.
Consideremos nuestras motivaciones.
Because God's not just looking out at the outward.
Dios no solo mira lo de afuera.
He wants to see what's going on in the inside too. Amen to that. Let's all stand. We're going to close in a time of prayer. I'll go ahead and pray. If you'd like to pray following. Okay. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. I am thankful for this blueprint that Jesus gave to those earlier followers to say, this is what you should be aiming for.
Diciéndoles, esto es lo que ustedes tienen que tratar de hacer.
This is what it should look like.
Así es como debe ser.
Now, friends, make no mistake.
No se confunda, amigo.
Nobody earns their way to heaven.
Nadie se gana su entrada al cielo.
By doing it right,
haciendo cosas correctas.
Even if their motives are on point. The Bible says we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's the very reason Jesus came and died on the cross, to be the payment for our sins. And heaven will be our home. But He's also got something for you and I to do here on our way there. And what we've been looking at in the last few weeks points us in the right direction. We know it in our spirit. We know it when we see it. And we know it when we fall flat on our faces at it.
Sabemos y caemos
So let's ask God to help us today. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for pointing us in the right direction. Help us, Lord, to pay attention to it and to order our actions by it. Forgive us, please, when we fail. Pick us up and set us on the track again. I pray, Lord, for each one here today, young and old, Lord, that you would guide us and help us to follow. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Eva's going to play a hymn of invitation. If there's something on your heart that you would like to pray about, we'll wait for you. We'll be glad to pray with you. Please don't leave here today without knowing that God loves you, that he has offered forgiveness of sin, eternity in heaven, and guidance on the walk there. Amen. If there's anything on your heart, we'll pray with you.